The Gemara says on the top of the Av Chavav Menalf that if a person says Kulchem Asurim, he made another Kulchem Asurim, and then he realized that his father was part of the people that were there, so he wants to undo his nether, he would like to have done it in a different Lashon. So it's Mashma the Gemara that there is a tzad to say that he would not even be happy with saying Kulchem Asurim Chutz Me'Abba, now that he knows that his father is there, but rather he would say plenty, plenty, plenty Asurim, and Abba is Mutter. So why wouldn't he want to say Kulchem Asurim Chutz Me'Abba? Because Akhtaran, that if you say Kulchem Asurim at that point, before you said Chutz Me'Abba, it would sound like for a second that your father is B'chal the Neder, and that would be a lack of Kibbutz to be Kailal your father in the Neder even for a second, even though right away you say Chutz Me'Abba, and now everybody knows your father is not B'chal the Neder, but I'll skip it out. A person would maybe not want his father to nichol even for a second, and therefore if he would have known his father was there, he would not have said Kulchem Asurim Chutz Me'Abba, but he would say plenty, plenty Asurim and Abba Mutter, and that way it wouldn't even be Nishma for a second that his father is B'chal the Neder. Now the Taz in Hilchos Nedarim, Siman Reish Amud Beis, Sif Yodalid brings a raya from here, from this raya, to the Nusach of Birchus Hamazon. We say in Birchus Hamazon, after the end of the Harachamans, we say, Ken Yivarach Hussanu Kulanu Yachad, Yivarach Shalem of Anaymar Amen. So we have a Lashon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Yivarach Hussanu Kulanu Yachad. So you're saying everyone here in this room should be B'chlal the Bracha. So the Taz brings down that the Paiskim say that if there is a guy in the room, then you shouldn't say this Lashon of Ken Yivarach Hussanu Kulanu Yachad, Bracha Shalema, because you don't want to include the guy in the bracha. So the Paiskim say, rather, you should say it like this. You should say, Ken Yivarach Hussanu Kulanu Yachad B'nei Bris, that Hashem should be Mevarach. Everyone who's here, who is from the B'nei Bris, Lafuki the guy, and that way the guy will not be Bichlal the bracha. So that's what the Paiskim recommend in such a case. So the Taz says, from the Ran over here, you see that Lachar, that's not correct. Because if you say that, Kulanu Yachad B'nei Bris, then when you said the words Kulanu Yachad, at that point the guy was Nichla B'chal the Bracha. It's only later on when you say B'nei Bris that you're excluding the guy. But at that point when you said Kulanu Yachad, the guy was B'chal the Bracha. Like you see from the Ran, that when you say Kolchem, Abba is B'chal. And it's not right to be Kailo that guy B'chal the Bracha, even for a second, though later on you say B'nei Bris, so you qualify what you're saying, but at that point it's too late. He was running Nichla in the beginning, and therefore you should not say Kulanu Yachad B'nei Bris. Rather, the Taz recommends you should say it the other way around. You should say, you should start off saying B'nei Bris before Kulanu Yachad. That way it's clear from the beginning they're not including the guy B'chal the Bracha, it's only B'nei Bris, and Mimela won't even sound like that for a second. That's what he wants to take out of the Ran. And L'char, what the Taz is saying, needs beer. And this actually could be the Pshat in those who are getting the Taz, those who do have the gears of Kulanu Yachad B'nei Bris, and they're not concerned with the Tain of the Taz. Because the Taz is saying you have a Raya from the Ran that you can't include the guy for a second, and Kulanu, just like he doesn't want to include the Abba and Kulchem even for a second. Now, L'chai, it's not a riot, because from the fact that the Taz needs to bring a riot from the Ran, it sounds like the Taz had Luli the Ran, the Taz would have said that perhaps it's not a problem. When you say Kulanu Yachad B'nei Bris, maybe it's not an issue, because when you say Kulanu Yachad, even though that sounds like including the guy, but as soon as you say B'nei Bris, you're now showing Teichid Dibra, they're not including the guy, so you undid it, Teichid Dibra, so there is no problem with Asim. That's what the Taz would have said Lulei the Ran, but he says by Sifan the Ran, not like that. Sifan the Ran, when it comes to his father, he doesn't want the father to be included in the Kulchem even for a second, even though he right away says Chutz Me'aviv, but Lamai said that second the father was included, and that's something that you don't want to do. That's the Raya's bringing from the Ran. So Lachar, it's not a Raya, because La'ilam, when you say Kulchem and then you say Chutz only B'nei Bris or Chutz Me'abba, that undoes the Kulchem. That means Lamai was not Nechom B'chal the Kulchem. Why, when it comes to neder, is the person makbid not to say Kulchem Asurim Chutz Me'abba, because over there you're dealing with the meaning of Kibud Aveim. Kibud Aveim means you don't want to do something that even sounds for a second like as Mavaz of my father. So when I said Kulchem, before I said Chutz Me'abba, it looks like to the Olam, to myself, that I'm making a neder to ask my father, which is a lack of Kibud Aveim. So even though later on you're going to undo that and you say Chutz Me'abba, but because of the sensitivity to Kibud Aveim, you don't want it to even sound like you included the Abba, even though Lamaisa it's not true. That's why people are makbid not to say Kulchem Asurim Chutz Me'abba. But over here, when you're dealing with a shaila of not including the guy B'chal the Bracha, over here we only care about what happens B'Payel, not what it looks like. And if B'Payel, when you say Kulanu Yachad B'nei Bris, L'maisa, once you say B'nei Bris, you undid the guy being B'chal the Bracha, and the guy is no longer B'chal the Bracha. So the fact that it would seem to someone for a second that he was B'chal the Bracha, who cares about that? Why is that a taina? L'maisa, he does not end up being B'chal the Bracha. It's only by Kibud Av, where the whole issue is the covet. You don't want it to even sound for a second that he's B'chal the Kulchem. When it comes to benching and bracha, where the shaila is B'Payel shouldn't be B'chal the Bracha, then L'char shouldn't be a problem. You have no riot from the Ran that would be a kpeda, because once you qualify and you say right away B'nei Bris, then it comes out L'mefrei, where he's not B'chal the Bracha, and it shouldn't be a problem at all. So L'char, you could be done on the Raya, the Taz, on the Rad, and that could be the Pshat and other Paiskim who don't have a problem with saying Kulanu Yachid B'nei Bris, and that's why they're not Mahapach the Girsa like the Taz did. But Lefi the Taz, Taka Tzarechi, and what's right from the Rad, Epshar Kibbutav is different because over there it's a Shailov covered in Zolzom, and over here it's a Shailov, meaning Bechlal the Bracha, the Atzim.